Hello, this is Dr. Tracy Marks. Welcome to my personal development podcast. Today is Friday, December 18th, 2009. This is episode 16, and we are 1 week away from Christmas. Today's topic is how to let bygones be bygones, or how to let go of regret. Deep down, you know that there is simply nothing you can do to change the past. No matter how many times you'd wish you'd done something differently, the past will always remain in the past. You must find a way to, once and for all, be done with your regretful feelings. When you continue to fret over the past, you allow negative feelings to consume more and more of your life. Once you've put a stop to it, you can think positively again and your future will be brighter. It's easy to get caught up in the past. Nobody's perfect, and no matter how hard you try, you'll still continue to make mistakes. It's how you handle the mistakes that will make the true differences in your life. If you've made a mistake or suffered a tragedy in the recent past, don't allow the tragedy to replay in your head over and over. You'll continue to relive the negative feelings as if you were continually going through or reliving the tragedy. No one deserves this. Instead, you have two choices. You can actively work on correcting your mistake, or you can let the feelings go because they're not helpful to you in that moment. Another thing to accomplish is learning from your mistakes. There are lessons to be learned in every mistake you make, no matter how minor it might be. The goal is to work on discovering what these lessons are. When negative feelings surround you regarding your past, focus on the lesson learned. Maybe you would have never learned that lesson without the mistake. And now that you've gained this wisdom, you can avoid making that mistake again in the future. You can take everything one step further and do more with the lessons you've learned. Perhaps you can raise awareness by telling others about your experience. If you can help others avoid the same mistakes, you'll be doing something great for the world and for others. It'll also help you feel better about the situation that something positive came out of it. Another step in letting go of the past is avoiding resentment. You need to do your best to avoid resentment and all negative emotions. Resentment is a poisonous emotion that can go out of control if you don't deal with it. You've probably heard of people who've had a falling out with a family member, and resentment keeps them apart for the better part of their lives. Think about all of the good times they've missed out on because of this bitterness. Depending on what you've gone through, there may be a mourning period associated with your situation, but you'll eventually need to let it go. Since you know that nothing can change the past, letting go can prove to be very liberating. When you let it all go, you learn to forgive yourself and forgive others. Forgiveness is such an important thing to promote in your life. It allows you to grow as a person and blossom forward to enjoy all that life has to offer. You weren't meant to sit around mourning the past, no matter how tragic it's been for you. Another important thing to consider is how negative thinking hurts you. When it comes down to it, sometimes you keep telling yourself you're over it, but the negative thinking keeps creeping back into your life. You need to fully realize that the only person you're hurting is yourself. Let's say you've hurt someone's feelings. You may think about this day and night until you can't take it anymore, and you have to seek this person out to apologize. The person might not even remember what happened, or they may just accept your apology. The point is, you've suffered with the negative thoughts until you sought forgiveness. There's no need to cause yourself severe suffering because you made a mistake. Instead, seek peace and resolution, then move forward with your head held high. Thank you so much for listening. That's it for today. Have a wonderful week. I'll be taking the week off for Christmas, so have a Merry Christmas for those who celebrate Christmas, and I will see you in 2 weeks on New Year's Day. Take it easy.